WMFO Medford. Good afternoon. Well, that was quite a beautiful long selection there from Miles Davis Yaphet. Hope you're having a great afternoon. It's warmed up a little bit. It was quite cool this morning, and I think we're kind of ready to be out of this cool weather. So I want to tell you about something important that's coming up. This is a special walk run. It's for the FSI Foundation for Autism. And those folks are based in Everett. Now, today, over at Whole Foods, there will be 5% donated to the organization from any of your purchases. I met two of the folks who were involved in putting this together, Thomas Quigley and Sean, whose name, I don't have his last name with me right now. Anyway, you can register, donate, or sponsor. You go to fsiforautism.org. Help us help Everett families living with autism. And they appreciate your support. Join us for a fun run or walk through the streets of Everett. We have so much fun planned. Food, prizes, raffles, and live entertainment. Catch a live performance from Rebound at Zeke's Pub, and Jason Cardinal will be performing live at the Connolly Center. Over 400 people from across New England area took part last year for an amazing cause. Proceeds to benefit Everett families living with autism. Now, they're going to have a carb load pasta dinner on April 30th from 5 to 8 at the Edward G. Connolly Center. So the annual run, the second annual 5K run walk, is May 1st at 8 a.m. And this is for the FSI Foundation for Autism. You can go to FSI4autism.org. And anything you could do to help, if you know people who might like to get involved, please pass that along to them. These guys are doing some great work. The other gentleman is involved in a Pajera organization, and hopefully they're going to come up here at WMFO and explain a lot more about what they're doing. So again, if you go over to Whole Foods today, they will donate 5% of your purchases to the organization. So that's a great way that you can help those folks out. All right, so we're going to get started off with some fabulous music from an artist that I just heard in Cambridge. And also at 3:30, we have a phone interview with Leslie Pinchuk. She has her album True North, and we'll be playing from that and talking to her. So we have that to look forward to. Okay, so let's go turn off. Okay. Here we go. All right, for some reason this channel is deciding not to work, and I'm not sure why. Huh. Oh, maybe it wants to be queued. Let's see if that works. Okay. Oh, let's see, it's not activated for some reason. All right, let's see. Thought it was, but maybe not. Oh, come on. All right. Always something or other here. CD1. Okay, it should work now. Well, I don't have that channel, and I'm not sure why. Switch to another disc, another... Should be coming up here. Perfect title for the CD. There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Danny Green Trio after the Calm. And the trio was in a club called the Lily Pad in Cambridge, on Cambridge Street. And what a great gig. It was so much fun. So I'll be playing more from their newer CD, which is called, where is it? Altered Narratives. We'll be hearing from that in a little bit. So I made a mistake in terms of who's in charge of this FSI Foundation for Autism. It's Sean Coyle is the executive director, and helping him is Thomas Quigley. He's the one who has the Progera Foundation. So anyway, those folks are doing this this very special second annual 5K run and walk May 1st, FSI for Autism. And you can go to that site and help. If you go over to Whole Foods, they will donate 5% of your purchases toward that cause. So that's a very good thing. Also, in just a few minutes, I'm going to be welcoming my guest, Leslie Pinchuk. She's a jazz composer and artist, and she has her new CD, True North, which we'll be hearing from. And I'm looking forward to welcoming her. So let's see what else is going on. Well, we got some more music ready to go. I think I figured out what I did wrong. Oh, lovely, lovely. Here we go. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice.
מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת עוז מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת עוז נתת ילדינו הם נרותינו נתת שבתותינו נכיר נשמותינו מתנה טובה נתת לנו מתנה לנו ילדינו מתנה טובה כנוזה בשמי מרום מתנה טובה שבת שלום האלה הקדוש ברוך הוא ממלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך נתת לנו מתנה טובה לנו לילדינו מתנה טובה גנוזה בשמי מרום מתנה טובה שבת שלום שלום מלאכי השערים מלאכי עליון ממלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך הוא ממלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך הוא מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת עוז מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת
Raz Hartman, Mipi Olim, on his disc Shabbat Olam. Before that, Fred Fried from Core Four and More off of Belletree, What Are Stars? So I'm hoping the phone is going to ring with my guest, Leslie Pinchuk, and I might just go ahead and pop in her disc from True North, the title cut, and we'll get that started. So I'm very happy that Leslie is on air. We're going to pop this down just a bit. We'll put it on. Okay, unfortunately, I lost Leslie. I'm hoping she's going to call me back. But this was the very first, well, this is the title cut, True North. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I just love it. So let me tell you a little bit about Leslie. She started, before she did a career in jazz, she was a teaching assistant in English literature at Columbia University, where she also received her Master of Philosophy Design in 17th century English literature. She became on the Manhattan scene in a trio with legendary bassist Red Mitchell at Bradley's. And in the ensuing years, she formed her own trio, which performs regularly at New York City and East Coast jazz venues that include Jazz at Catano, Bar Next Door, The Blue Note, Cornelia Street Cafe, 55 Bar Smalls, Knickerbocker Bar and Grill, Alvin and Friends, Scullers, she was at Scullers. And so she released her first CD, her debut CD, So Glad to Be Here. That was in 2004. That was followed by Quartets in 2007, both on the Ambient record label. And Ken Mikhalif wrote in Downbeat, Pinchik's music is fresh, full of light, and instantly invigorating. So let's see. It says here that she did a DVD, Leslie Pinchik Quartet Live in Concert. And creator Jim Wilkie, creator of the nationally syndicated Jazz After Hours radio show, included We're Here to Listen in his Best CDs of 2010 list. Well, there's all kinds of stuff on here. So I'm going to go ahead and play another selection off of her CD. Let's do the first one. I wish she would call back, but I don't have her number, unfortunately. So we're kind of stuck. Thank you. Hello? 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 Are you there? Leslie, you're there? This is crazy. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Leslie, you're there. Thank God. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, honey. All right, so the music is on, but I'm going to put it down. Okay, we have Leslie. I'm so sorry.
Hi.
Well, a little rocky start, but the music is gorgeous, and that's the main thing. Okay, so,
thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. So I've already told a little bit about your background, and it's interesting that you were a teaching assistant in English literature. I used to teach English literature in a past life, but not at Columbia.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I made a sharp left.
Yeah, I think that's, you made a very good turn. So.
I enjoyed teaching literature a lot. It wasn't like I didn't enjoy it. I just went, because I started music so late and I wasn't really a quick study, I began to realize that if I really wanted to be serious about it, I had to. But I'm still, you know, kind of a voracious reader. But it wasn't an easy switch for me in terms of, you know, doing learning to play. But it was something that I sort of felt like I wanted to do.
Well, I think it's an amazing transition. The kind of ideas that flow through your music writing are very, they're fluid, and it's painting pictures that are really, I just find your music so comfortable.
Oh, thank you. You know, I do think the background in literature, you know, for a while I thought that the time I spent in literature, it was unfortunate because so many of the people I play with were kind of prodigies and started very young. But I do think that everything that you do is grist for the mill, and I do think that all the poetry and literature I read had an effect on me in terms of the writing. And that's the writing was actually came much more quickly for me than playing did. You know, I became comfortable as a player a lot later than I did as a writer.
So, I see. Yeah, well, the playing, yeah. I mean, the physical chops that you need, the mind-hand connection, I mean, there's a lot going on there. I played piano a little bit, enough to know how difficult it is.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody needs just what they need to get their voice out. So it's it's not a one size fits all. Although, you know, when I first started, I remember it was, you know, if you listen to someone like Art Tatum, and you're thinking like I thought, like, well, you know, how can I ever do that? But then I was listening to Monk. I remember actually one day I was listening to Monk, and his playing just made me laugh, and it was so profoundly playful and smart and just fantastic. And I remember thinking, you know, he didn't need to play in the same way that other people did, and that's kind of what began to free me to think that I might make a switch.
That's fantastic. It's funny. I opened up my set with Miles Davis Yoffit. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think finding your own voice. And the fact that, you know, there are many, many players out there, but finding your voice and finding your audience. Those are the critical things, and finding your voice is critical.
It is, you know, although some people go into music with different expectations, mm-hmm. and different talents. I mean, there are some people who play in many, many, many different situations, and it's amazing what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who have a very specific point of view. I mean, I guess the two musicians probably who brought me into music first were Miles and Monk, and both of them were so original and did their own thing, you know, from the get-go. So even I know Miles didn't start that way, but when he maybe after Kind of Blue or something, mm-hmm. he was really playing his own thing, and that attracted me. But the other part of it that you speak about, finding an audience, you know, that can be as difficult as finding your voice.
Sure, sure.
So anyway, so thank you for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. In fact, I mean, that's the thing that I have this little place here at WMFO in Medford at Tufts, and you know, what can I do from this little point, put out, you know, information that people might not otherwise be aware of? And that's what I like to do.
Well, you know, musicians appreciate it that, you know, there's so many players out there, and there's so much talent that a lot of, you know, so many people get lost in the sauce. It's just so easy. And there's just not enough, there's probably just not enough attention span in the world to be able to, you know, there's so much art out there, not just music. So it's, you know, it's a tricky.
It is tricky. And what I find, I mean, the connection with people, that's what makes a difference for me. When I'm able through publicists, like you have the Braithwaite organization behind you, at least in this realm. And, you know, I finally just met Anne, and we've been, you know, emailing back and forth, and it was such a pleasure. You know,
she's terrific. Yeah.
She is terrific. Yeah. We were at, Danny Green played at a little club called the Lily Pad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know the Danny Green Trio. They came in from San Diego. And
I don't.
He has a new CD out, which, you know, it's just absolutely delicious. It's Altered Narratives, and beautiful pianist. I mean, you probably enjoy hearing him. Nice trio. And so it's, you know, the bass player's grand aunt came to the gig. I mean, it was just, you know, they had a house party gig in Wellesley because one of the players has a connection that way. And so it's like building this little community.
Right. You know, and essentially when you're hearing, as far as my feeling goes, the genre is not really important. It's, you know, whether it's jazz, classical, or whatever, it's more that you're hearing a human being.
Exactly.
That comes through the music, and
right.
That's what people listen for, I think.
I think you're absolutely right.
That's what people
pulls them in. I think that's what is needed. I mean, there's a lot of noise out there, and I use noise in a general sense. What is it that's going to actually connect to a human being and lift their spirits and give them the nourishment that they need? You know, because not everybody can sit at a piano and play beautifully or play drums or whatever, but we all need that little energy. I put on the music in the car instead of the news. What a revelation. And it's
the music instead of the news today would be a good choice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's just, it's so incredible. When I got a new car, I had this satellite thing, and, you know, that was kind of fun. But anyway, putting on CDs of people whose music you like to hear is a great thing. It's funny, I'm just getting a call from my landlord, but he'll have to wait. I'm sitting here at the console by myself. I don't have an engineer, so that's why everything was a little bit nuts. But
right, okay.
So you have some gigs coming up. We might want to tell people, well, you have your CD release party.
Right, that'll be at the Catano Hotel in Manhattan on Friday the 13th.
I love it.
It's Friday, May 13th.
Right, that's right.
But that's a great room. The piano is a good piano, and it's in tune, which, you know, makes a difference.
Yeah, that's a big problem for a pianist.
It can be tricky. I mean, you know, part of the job of any pianist is to try to figure out, you know, try to figure out how to play that instrument, whatever you're given.
Right.
But sometimes it's not. It's, you know, there are sometimes when you can barely even make small talk with an instrument, let alone really play. But it's a spiritual challenge, and sometimes I like it, you know, because it shows me what state I'm in, depending on how I react to an instrument.
Oh boy! You know, well. I'm a substitute teacher, so I'm always like, it's like you have to be up. You have to deal with whatever's in front of you. You never know from day to day and second to second which child is going to challenge you in which direction. So you play to that that moment. And the challenge of the instruments and the rooms and the temperature and all the fluctuations and how you're feeling.
Yeah, but we'll be with, often I play in most clubs, like I just played at the Cornelia Street Cafe and was with my trio, but this is going to be with the full band except for the percussionist, so it'll have, in addition to my trio, who I've been playing with a long time and they're fantastic, I've got Scott Harding on bass and Michael Serena on drums, but in addition to the trio, there'll also be the two horns, who are also spectacular musicians, and also Jem, everyone in the band is a gem of a person, and so it's Steve Wilson is going to be playing sax, and Ron Horton will be on trumpet.
Well, it sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I mean it's really, you know, it's a room I've been in, you know, played in many times, and with a great band, so I really, really am looking forward to it.
So,
and go ahead. I was just saying that, you know, I've even written some new music since then, so we'll probably be playing some things that are not even on the new CD.
Oh, that's great. So I was just going to say for folks that we're talking with Leslie. Now, how do you say your name correctly, Pinchuk?
Right. You can see it's not a stage name.
well, I'm a Rokeach, so I can tell you.
Definitely not a stage name. It's Leslie Pinchuk.
Pinchuk.
P as in Peter, I N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, C-H-I-K. And I have a website, LesliePinchuk.com.
Which I checked out. It's very nice and easy to navigate.
Right, right.
And what's the origin of Pinchuk?
Well, it's Russian.
Russian.
My grandfather was Russian. Mm-hmm. Came from Russia. Yeah.
And your family, was there music in your family?
No one was musical except my father, who was very musical, and although this was not his profession, he played saxophone as a hobby, and he desperately, I have two brothers, he tried to make each one of us into a musician, and it didn't stick with any of us, and I refused to have anything to do with music, really, until I was in undergraduate school. So it was just, I must have been hearing things and sort of paying attention, but it was like I mostly spent most of my early life, and even now, reading a lot, so I never thought music would be something I did, but
you must be a very quick study, because to get those kind of chops,
I'm not a quick
I mean, that's
really
a lot.
I'm really not a quick study. I mean, you know,
you must have worked very hard then.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I certainly engaged as deeply as I could in the music, and I think what a person hears is a particular voice, and so sometimes that can sound, you know, that's the most important thing, that you're not hearing. There are many things that if I had started earlier, perhaps I would have done, but I think you hear a voice, and that definitely I worked on, and not consciously, but it's just why I went into music in the first place.
Uh-huh. So, let's see, I see also you have Satoshi Takeshi.
Right, he's a marvelous percussionist with, you know, he has an ability to play things that are always surprising, and they still sound inevitable. You know, and he has just an amazing array of colors.
Now, was he playing? Was he teaching at all in the Boston area?
I don't know,
because his name is very familiar. I had one hand drum lesson, and I think it might have been with him, because it sounds very familiar.
Well, he's got a small frame, and he can play like a lion.
Yes.
That's Does that sound familiar
to
you?
It does, yes.
He's a wonderful person and just a, you know, amazing musician. I heard him a long time ago at someone else's gig, and actually on my first CD that came out, I think it was in 04, mm-hmm. I didn't have a drummer. I just had piano, bass, and percussion, mm-hmm. And so the colors, you know, were very unusual because Satoshi is, well, first of all, his percussion, you know, he came to the studio with a million little toys and whatever. So he's really special. And I think on, let's see, on which tune was it? Just Saying, I think Satoshi's colors really pop out on the tune of this CD that True North.
Maybe I should play just a little bit.
Okay, sure.
Let's do that. Let's put on a little bit of that track.
Okay, this is a tune with sharp elbows.
Let's see if I've got the right one here. Here we go.